Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Not much to say, I guess. Last time they entered a rich family crypt thing and started exploring, and there were a couple skeletons and a lot of conjecture. So
doesn't seem so much like a crypt as an abandoned
manor or something. Manor. Yeah,
living place.
It's an abandoned something.
Previously on.
Right. Since for you it's been a week, for us it's been literally 45 seconds. So
hey,
don't also we are standing. We are standing in front of a door and it's trapped, and the two thieves are going.
Don't reveal our secrets. They're supposed to know that this is live.
Exactly.
Live to your ears.
Stop fighting over the booze.
I go and check the trap.
Okay. Do you also say
no? Well, not yet, at least.
He's not a monk. He's a monk.
I'm a monk.
They just sit there.
I haven't checked it yet. I've just looked at it. So I'm keen with somebody else taking the hit.
I go, meh, and walk away.
Nice.
I take a look at it and go, again.
I go, well, I guess I should try to disarm it.
All right.
I'm going to get behind the tiger.
Okay, so I'm getting out my thieves' tools. I'm going to try and disarm this thing.
Okay.
Oh, you rolled good.
Ish.
Gooder.
I have advantage because I have thieves' tools.
No, wait.
No, remember, it just adds two.
Proficient.
Yeah,
it just
so
adds two.
You add your proficiency bonus.
Oh,
two. So
okay,
you get to be able to...
17.
But you also have to be proficient with thieves' tools to be able to use them.
Oh, no.
Thieves, I think, are like a proficient.
I think
probably.
So. Yeah, I think they are. Yeah.
So you'd 15 plus dex plus 2.
20.
Okay.
It doesn't explode.
There's a clicking sound and nothing happens.
Well, we don't know what did.
Right, you don't know if he disabled it or not. Something went click. So either you triggered it or you disabled it.
And then I check the door that I am at the other end of the hallway for traps.
Make your check.
You know, we did this one time.
And then did really badly.
Did really badly. We ended up having two fights at once.
Yeah.
18. I'm just checking. I didn't say I disabled them. 18.
Oh, 18 was your roll. This one does not appear to be trapped.
There you go. See? Yeah.
Well, which door do we want to open first?
I think this one, because it's not trapped anymore.
Wait, you're forgetting the rule of video games.
All right, Shade, I will follow you in. Unlock it.
Okay.
So
you kill me, I'll murder you.
If I
hang from the ceiling, I can do that.
A little less volume if you're peeking the speaker.
Okay, so I therefore try to unlock it by being awesome.
Hanging from the ceiling.
And failing.
9.
To unlock it?
Yeah.
Something breaks. I'm not sure if you have, I guess you don't have a number of picks or anything. So
my picks break.
They jam a bit and break. We'll make you have to pay a small amount to repair them or something, or replace them. It's not the whole kit, just a small part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
So.
Shut it. Shut it, holy man.
Not a holy man, just a monk.
Well, you would be if you failed with that trap.
Pull them home.
Shut it, maybe later.
I get it.
I thought we were the ones who made the pens.
So,
this is a very pun adventure.
Yeah, I'm going to keep looking at these books and see what I can salvage while they're
breaking
locks.
Okay.
I'm flipping my dagger. Waiting.
So I was looking inside the lock to see if I could pull out the piece that he broke off in there, but I rolled like...
Are you guys sure?
I like how you turned your failure into his failure. Well, you rolled badly, right? It wasn't just because your character couldn't do it, it was because his character messed things up.
Yeah, because I'm like looking in the thing and I'm like trying to pull it out, but...
Are you guys sure it's actually locked?
Excuse me, gentlemen. I roll a 25.
To unlock it, or...
To fix it, and then unlock it a whole second time. I also rolled awesome, 23.
Man, base guys are loving you today.
And he sounds always lovely.
They do.
Nice guy's hate me.
Yeah. With good reason. Probably.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah, you managed to get the piece out and then unlock the door.
I fall under all probability predictabilities.
I hand you your piece of broken pickpocket and say, here you go.
I smell it.
Smells like failure.
Elias, we finally got the door unlocked. You're gonna come.
All right. Punch.
I unlocked it. I didn't open it.
Nope. Nobody's opened it yet.
Okay.
Am I again hanging from the ceiling? No, I'm not hanging from the ceiling. I fell.
You fell when you failed.
It's raining dwarfs.
Why are you on the ceiling?
Because you can.
Well, that way then people can be under me and I can hang from the ceiling.
So the door is unlocked and not trapped?
So, and either the trap is sprung or is disabled.
Well, then I will open the door.
Once again, I'm hiding behind the tiger.
Does that actually loop around? There you go. Okay, in this room, you guys see... Hold on, don't leave your cells alone, right? Be patient.
No.
So this looks like it was a small, dining room. The back end looks like it had some storage, like maybe it was part of the kitchen. And you see...
Okay. Ah!
Alright, you see three bodies just kind of slumped at the tables. Remains of, some ancient meal probably in front of them.
I jump over all of them.
And unlike Skyrim, you can't eat the food still.
So they don't
attack us?
Doesn't look like it.
Should we shoot them with arrows first?
I jumped. Did I do anything?
Like you just jumped up and down?
No, I jumped over them.
Oh, okay.
They're armed?
I'm just saying.
If they are, you don't see any obvious weapons. It's not like there's like a sword or an axe sitting on the table.
Okay.
Alright, I'm over the corner.
Whoever owned this place was a complete jerk. I mean, trapping the dining room, really?
You're assuming that the people who own the place are the ones who trapped it.
Well, that's a good point. I never heard of that. I just thought they were jerks.
Alright, so past this dining room, there's behind it sort of a small kitchen area and then a back hall that seems to lead up.
Ooh.
Maybe later and I are up there in the hallway.
Huh? I was like, what are you talking
for
about?
For a second, I was like, wait, that wasn't a sentence that made sense.
Nobody else playing me that with Josiah.
Everyone's
I'm more, more that was an out of character statement being where we are in the hallway.
I forget that there's a tiger, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, a tiger. Oh, right, that's on our team.
What's on our team?
Team Tiger?
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys heading up into the whatever's past this hallway?
Yep.
There are a few modifications here. That's not an actual beholder.
There's a giant spider.
Oh, there's no beholder there.
Yep, not a beholder.
I periodically turn around to make sure nothing.
Why is there a dude? Where did that dude come from?
Statue of a beholder.
No, I'll explain what's here in just a second.
Yeah.
So what's it possibly?
It looks like a beholder. There's another one
up here? I don't know why. Delete it.
That's one of your YouTube moves. Does he make it look like it's two of you?
All right, so
I
this room...
I'm using double two.
A few modifications in this room, too. Let me pull those up so we can visually see it. Because I don't know about you guys, but I actually really am enjoying the visual element here.
Yeah.
I really am.
Freehand?
Especially being on the interwebs, I'm sure that helps a lot.
Yes.
And even though this is a blurry map, it's still better than, a Sharpie on a sheet of paper.
It's blurrier on my screen now, his screen. It's weird.
I like things rustic.
They keep multiplying.
That's what happens. The other person with that computer.
What's that?
I said, that's what happens with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I go to the long bench.
Now they're vampires.
These are bookshelves, not benches.
Well, okay, I go top of the girl with it.
On top of a 6-foot-high bookshelf?
He probably could do
that,
yeah.
A tiger, I'd kill.
Yeah, wouldn't it just, like, collapse under your weight or something?
It might.
You're the
DM, you tell us.
If he jumps on the bookshelf, it will collapse.
I jump on the bookshelf. I find out that he collapses. I growl.
He's probably
over the corner.
Okay, a number of books kind of just spill everywhere. Most of them are illegible. A couple of them are actually readable. And let's see, why are there like five?
I'm trying to get rid of
them. He's just asexually reproducing.
So you click it, and then you hit. And then you say,
how did you make more of you?
There's token. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm missing. There's a few people that I. Wait, hold on.
You have to move your wife because your wife can't.
Where's Yanni?
I'm right behind.
Oh, Elias? Here. Okay, actually, that's convenient.
I was going to see if I can. I've been gathering up pages of books that look like salvageable.
Yeah, when the tiger jumps in the bookshelf and it collapses,
yeah.
Like a scroll actually kind of pretty much flies right in your lap.
Yay. I look at the scroll.
The scroll looks intact. In fact, it's sealed with a wax seal.
Ah.
I walk over and I take it out of his hands and go, what are you looking at?
You got to roll to take it out of my hands.
Yes.
No, he means on the ground. Roll on the ground.
No.
He would get dirty.
Before he does that, though, I want to see if I recognize the seal. The symbol on the seal.
Give me a perception or an insight. What would this be?
This would be investigation.
I thought it would just be a knowledge check to see if they're
relevant. I guess it would just be a knowledge check. Yeah. Give me a check.
How about history? How does history look?
That would work.
22 history.
This has the seal of House Sordell on it.
Have we run into them yet?
As a recap, Sordell is the person that's building the bathhouse up above.
Yes.
Oh.
I wrote that down for a moment.
Do you say your discovery?
Yeah, I was like, this is a scroll of Sordell, and then he... Yanked it out of my hands.
What you got there, nerd?
He'll quit being a jerk.
So, you break the seal?
No, I do not break the seal. Oh. But I have been chastised by a fellow thief when I had a bag.
Alright, shall I break the seal?
Well, are you sure it's from him?
I mean, that's what the symbol is.
Can you open it without breaking the seal?
How would that even... Could.
Oh, you mean like just lift off the corner or something rather than...
No, here, let's do this properly. If you would kindly, I pull out my dagger and your torch, please.
Okay, I give him the dagger and the torch.
What?
Or I hold out the torch.
I heat the dagger up and then...
Try and...
Slide it under?
Slide it under.
The paper itself cuts a bit under there because it is old parchment, but you're able to slide it off with the seal pretty much intact. Probably just a scrap of paper, so like stuck to the back.
And inside it reads in the language...
It reads in common. I almost said English.
Yeah.
You should all be like, wow, we can't read that.
yeah, if we were good players.
In common, it looks like it's from someone in House Sordell to someone else. You don't recognize either of these names, and they don't look current. Detailing, essentially, the cover-up for the murder of a prostitute that happened 227 years ago.
Oh, my.
And the paper is kind of covering this up, saying, look, this is what we've done with the body, you know. You should destroy this document. You know, this was an unfortunate thing, but nobody knew her. She wasn't important. This doesn't have to ruin the house's reputation.
Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum.
So, I'm going to ask, what's it say?
Something rather unpleasant for House Sordell. Apparently they murdered someone a few hundred years ago and covered it up.
What someone?
Does it give a name for this prostitute?
No, it just says the prostitute. Actually, it probably uses a more vulgar word than that, but...
Right. You know. Is it possible, if say, this was given to a law enforcement agency, for them to discern from, cold cases and unfinished cases, to discern basically who it was, like from time, places...
Based on your knowledge of the city? Probably. You know, and not only that, but even if it didn't, this would be some pretty, you know... bad defamation for House Sordell.
Right.
This kind of thing isn't the sort of thing that
it's only, it's a couple hundred years ago. Would anybody care?
Seska would care.
They would care. Well, our patron
Seska would care, wouldn't she?
She'd care a lot.
Our patron, though, would also care for us.
He probably would, too.
Daniel
I don't think
Parker?
He's going to pay us as well.
Good job, Yanni.
Is that Bobby Corwin?
No,
he was quoting the guy that's actually our patron.
Yeah, I do.
No, the house Italian sounding name.
Rizzonati?
Rizzonati.
Right, the guy who's the guy. Okay, give me a second here, because the thing is going to happen in just a second.
Well,
we'll keep talking though. But well,
I can hang on to it. I can look in the Seska House records. We can see if we can figure out who it is, and then we can decide what to do.
Port. Well, if we just, this is exactly the kind of thing that Rizzonate was asking for us.
Yeah, but it might be a good idea if we know who it was, because if it was one of just the front house girls, that doesn't really mean much of anything that we need to be wary of. But if it was one of the listeners, one of the girls who leeches information, that makes a bigger difference. That means we need to look out for an organization that we want to keep this more quiet than we think.
Yeah, I'd agree it'd be helpful to figure out who it is, but on the end, to use this to buy power, I think would be more useful than simply getting some
the money
for it. Yeah.
Yeah, also don't think we should probably just disclose this information.
No,
maybe start investigating it, but definitely not letting know why we're investigating it, really.
Yeah, well, and who it is, I think is very useful. If you figure out who it is, it might be useful for that family to know who
Seska
as well.
So.
Well, that's the thing. If it's one of the girls that was used to get information, all of her family ties were broken and erased. But if it was just a front end girl, then yeah, we could notify a family member. However many years ago.
Said, you never know, because politics in this city change quick enough in over 200 years that somebody could have risen.
And if she was elf or halfling or dwarf, you know, there's a chance some family might still actually be alive.
That's true. Very true.
I mean, we've only been here for a month and we've already messed up almost everything.
Of course. Well, not really, but...
You've touched a few things, but only a few.
I think this tiger's been here longer. From my knowledge of the legal system of this city, downfall, is there like some kind of statute of limitations, or is there right?
Well, given all the people that committed the murder are dead.
Right.
Maybe, well, like she said, yeah. If an elf did it.
Well, that's true. If an elf did it, that elf could be alive.
Or maybe they have some sort of like the family is responsible for their ancestors.
What race? What race is this house?
Sword elf. Elf.
Elf.
At least I think it was elf. Pretty sure it was elf.
Could very well be the guy we just talked to if he was old enough.
Could have been. Based on
it
what...
It could have been the daughter also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This can also be a cover-up.
The law of the city probably would be that if the person is still alive, they're responsible. If the person's not alive, then their next of kin is responsible.
Okay. Great. This is excellent. I pocket this thing in my pouch in a case to make sure it doesn't get damaged.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Heat the dagger back up and...
Reseal it?
Reseal it.
Okay. At this point...
I look at you and I go, I do have a submarine impulse. So
yes, John.
By the way,
at this point, the doors over here on the left, these doors over here,
yep, I saw them go bing.
Okay, open, and you see
a dude.
Two armed dudes wearing nondescript clothing, and behind them stands a person that I'm not going to put a figurine for. Where is it? Baron Sordell, the guy that hired you from up above. Remember how you were saying that it was like two levels? It's actually three. Baron Sordell standing there with two very well-armed looking, you know, men wearing very nondescript clothing. And he says... Let's see. Make sure I get this right.
What you talking about, Willis?
Alright, so the door opens and he kind of gives a clap for you guys and is like, thank you so much for finding that scroll for me. That is exactly what I was looking for.
What scroll?
I think you know very well.
I don't really know what you're talking about, sir.
Well, unfortunately, I don't actually need the scroll. In fact, I would prefer it if it was destroyed. So, I'm going to have my buddies here kind of take care of you guys.
Well, they're talking a lot, aren't they? They short breath.
He's definitely behind these goons.
No, I'm not going to shoot at him. I just want to be ready.
Oh, okay. He says...
Yeah, I kind of...
Now that you've found this for me, I mean, I was planning on flooding this place with the baths, but I suppose a bunch of random looters coming down here and dying from some fight gets the job done just as effectively. We'll still keep attention away, so I'm going to let my friends here take care of you, and, thank you for all your hard work. And then he turns and walks off.
Before he leaves, when he talks about my friends here, I want to, and I want to tell you what I want to do, and then I want you to tell me if I can do it, to what I need to do to actually do it.
Right.
I want to jump over the two dudes that are there and basically pounce on Baron Sordell.
You can make the attempt.
What do you want me to roll?
Give me an athletics, yeah. And we're going to be doing initiative here in just a second, too, so you guys will want to roll initiative. Because
the other guys might just block it, right?
Yeah. They may, like, raise a weapon and, you know, strike or something.
Oh, I saw them. Oh! Oh, hey, I see them.
Yeah, okay. I was able to add them. And actually, I may be able to add the rest of you guys. Let's see.
Hey, I see Dwarf.
Hey, Morthok.
And two left. Of each of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because I want to chase after him.
He's on his way, but a thing is
Take
happening.
He's
so.
Just blind.
I need to check to see what my strength actually is.
That's the words.
Because if I have that, it will hit in the Excel cheat sheet.
And the rest of you guys tell me your missions here while you're looking at it.
It's 17.
You're missing the pirate.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Athletics.
23, 24 athletics. Okay. And then I'll roll a counter roll here. Let me get everyone else's initiative first, too.
22.
One.
Okay, hold on now. Hit hill, 22.
One?
I rolled a 2. And I have a minus 1.
Morthok, 1.
I don't go very fast.
Rest of you guys, initiative?
10.
Initiative is your best bonus, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yes.
1.
Which, okay, you or Morthok, who has the better dex?
Morthok. No, wait.
No, I do.
No, Elias does.
Elias is 1.5.
And Josiah, give me yours as well.
15. I can change it.
Okay. I hate clicking on these boxes because sometimes I don't want to click. And, oh, that's right, this one's digital. Second. Sarah, what's your dex?
My dex is an 18.
Okay. Okay, thanks for not entering the number. Okay. Want to sort. Alright. Okay, let me have them try to roll to see if they can, you know, like, have the foresight to stab you or whatever as you try to jump over. Another one. Okay, what's your AC?
14.
Okay, one of them is going to hit, which will interrupt your movement. And they have axes, so he's swinging an axe at you. And it's going to do... I need a different die.
That's a lot.
There's my proper abilities. Okay, he's going to do 8 slashing damage to you. You're going to be on the near side of these guys instead of the far side.
I was just hitting him.
There you go.
So he attempted to jump over,
but one of them managed to slash him, causing his body more to kind of smack the edge of the doorpost. You know, but since he's a tiger, he lands with his footing, etc. So, now we'll do normal order. So, Cade Hill.
My bow is out, it is strung, and I release my arrow of doom at the guy on the left.
Is that a door?
South.
What, on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy on the south.
Okay, bottom guy.
Yeah.
Ooh,
good roll. Too bad. One off. I do believe that is, well, 21.
Okay, that'll hit.
Okay.
Let me get his hit points.
Six.
Okay. So you launch an arrow that kind of grazes by him. You know, he swears a bit. Realizing there's people farther back in the darkness. These are humans. And you do have a torch in the room, but that doesn't light things super incredibly well. White. And remember, guys, prepare your moves in advance each time so that we can move combat along smartly, because that worked really well last time.
Right. Where did you stick me?
You are here.
Right.
Well, you'd have to jump down a thing there. One, two.
Right. You can put me right there.
There, here.
On the other side. There you go. And I'm going to shoot an arrow at this guy, and I can use my sneak since he's also going to threaten swing with somebody else.
Okay.
That is 23 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit.
So things only target AC, right? And what's the question?
If it is an attack, it only targets AC.
Hey, younger, I have a question.
13? Okay. What's your question?
Question is, it looks like there might be two levels to this room.
There are.
Okay. Alright. So I am elevated, correct? Or Cade's elevated?
Cade is indeed elevated.
Okay, sweet.
Just note, too, there's also a pillar on one of those squares on...
yeah, I see that now.
That one there. So make sure that the pillar's not blocking me. Attack or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can also move. Alright, yeah, so it's their turn. So they're both going to slash at the thing in front of them because it's the easiest. So.
Sure.
What was your AC again, Josiah?
14.
Okay. One of them will hit. And does 4 damage.
Boom.
So both of them have axes out, and they're swinging at the tiger that they were not expecting to see. Well, you know, you're hired to go kill a bunch of adventurers. You're expecting, you know, humanoids.
Adventurers.
Not the tiger.
Not druids. Tiger druids.
Speaking of which, it is Dave's turn.
You said my turn?
Yep. You guys can see the turn order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's at the top.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Would someone look up how grappling actually works and if you can release a grapple whenever you want?
I'm 97% sure, but I'll look.
Yeah, that's my point also. I'm going to jump the one that is to the bottom end of where we are, of where we're looking.
Okay.
Confirmed, you can release with no action.
Good. Well, that's actually a crit.
Mm-hmm.
So...
am I going to have to make another blood graphic here?
Maybe. I'm not on the bear, so I don't do as much damage.
Oh, okay.
The bear is the one that actually does the most damage.
What's the advantage of this one?
More hit points, higher AC.
Oh, okay.
More movement. Advantage
from
allies in front of near, and I think 14 plus 3
is supposed
to be 17 damage. 17. Okay. It uses 13 versus AC.
Save versus AC?
Strength save of DC 13.
Okay.
Sorry, I just completely misspoke.
Yeah, he saves.
Okay. Yeah, then I'll stay where I am.
Okay. Dwarf? Wait, what did we see your temporary name was?
Maybe later.
Maybe later?
No, well, it's just Josiah. Yeah. That's what you mean, yeah.
I just can call you that.
Yeah.
We can call you that out of game.
Yeah, out of game, yeah.
I just may call you later out of game.
Woo!
Wow,
I just met you.
Call me baby.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Gosh. Get out! Oh wait, you aren't here.
Disengage lets me move without provoking an opportunity?
Yes.
Yes. You take this you take the action, disengage, and you can then move without provoking the attacks of opportunity. No, then your movement doesn't provoke the attacks of opportunity.
Right. His action is the disengage, then his movement now has a modifier to it.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So, unless you have something special that lets you disengage, you have to spend your action to disengage.
Josiah ought to health bar to your tiger.
And I
have it set up, it's just not sure of it.
So you need to...
Okay,
and I can
them.
Use my action as a movement as well. Right?
Oh, there it is. Okay,
so I can do a movement.
Health, out of health. What's your total health?
Okay.
For whom?
You, Josiah. What's your tiger's total health?
Oh, I added it. It's there.
Oh, it is?
37 is the total health.
Oh, okay, yeah. I must have clicked on it before you added them. Alright, what you doing here, dwarf?
I am going to jump past you guys.
You guys like how I managed to put intrigue in your dungeon crawl?
Yeah.
Hey, you got intrigue in my dungeon crawl. Dungeon crawl my intrigue.
I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah. Mikey likes it.
Into my space.
Well, I'm jumping over you guys.
Ah, okay.
So you're making a 15-foot horizontal jump?
Well, yeah, I can do that.
Because
I'm using Step of the Wind. Which allows me to use as a bonus action my disengage, and allows me to double my jump distance.
Hey, as long as you got a thing, I don't care. Do it.
And so,
let's say it's a wall run.
Jump. Oh yeah, I can do a wall run.
Yes.
Okay, I will wall run past them.
Nice.
That's cool. That would still be athletics.
That's cool.
Oh, okay.
Which one is it?
Yeah, don't forget the
acrobatics.
Don't forget the clarinetic, you know what I mean?
Literally.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no veiled meaning here. There is a clarinet, don't forget it.
The clarinet, the clarinet.
19 for being passing.
Man, what is this opposed by or whatever?
Well, what are they trying to do?
He's, like, wall running.
Well, I'm disengaged.
Yeah,
he's disengaged.
So I just walk. I just run across the wall above them.
Basically, yeah, you do, I mean, it'd be a check.
I guess it's
just
acrobatic
check.
Okay, so it's an, okay.
So I rolled a 19.
19 is pretty high in general, so that's probably going to succeed, I think.
All right.
Yeah, that's basically what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
Not taking a full action to do it.
But right. You're a giant tiger, so it's okay.
Yeah. You are huge.
All right, so that's your turn.
What do
you mean?
Only large.
Because I can still move.
You still have more move?
No, but I'm looking at
it. Because that was all bonus action.
No, disengage does not give you additional movement.
His
I think it's his thing
no,
of the wind.
Disengage is my bonus action.
His special.
Oh,
so
that's right. You have
I
a
get
thing.
Movement. I still have my action in the movement.
That's right. Because well, you
well, I have
a
movement, but now I have my action.
Yeah, and then you can take the dash action to get even more.
As we did do this last time, that he does actually have a special thing that lets him do the disengage as a free.
Actually, you and I have that too.
What?
As thieves, we can disengage.
Well, which way did he go?
Yeah, we can.
I didn't know where it went, so I can chase him.
Right. Give me a perception.
Can we watch him walk away?
Yeah, we should have been able to see him restrict him to walk away.
Well, keep in mind, there were two guys kind of blocking our view.
The guys are 5 feet square. They're just picking up a 20.
These are pretty beefy dudes.
I rolled a 20.
All right, you see footprints. Heading back out to that initial room you came from.
Oh, boy.
Are they running footprints or are they hurried footprints?
Somewhere in between. They're hurried,
really
but they're not
like.
He's power walking.
Yes, he's power walking.
Can I see him?
No, although you do see his footprints going straight up to the chimney.
I did notice that he's wearing an 80s style headband when he's running around.
Okay, so footprints right up to the chimney.
Not the
And he's a fast walker. How did he walk that fast?
Well, a dash action would take him almost that whole distance.
He clenched his butt and went really, really fast.
One, two.
The proper shoes and a good suit.
No, that would probably work.
The dash action would only get 60 probably.
Yeah, unless he's got magic boots.
Think of it this way, too. If you're a noble, and you're trying to make sure something gets destroyed, and you like want to make sure enough that you're actually going down with your thugs, you're probably not going unprepared.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a noble.
But then you've got to make
so there is something explicable going on here. It's just, yeah.
We can't explain it right now.
Yeah. Just don't be thinking of it as an average dude, because he's not. He's a commoner with money and influence. Or, not a commoner with money and influence. He's a noble.
Wait, he's a commoner.
Money and influence.
Which makes him a commoner.
Right, that makes him a noble.
Okay.
He's or a merchant. Conduit.
Does that mean it's my turn?
Yes, it is now Elias' turn.
Yeah, can I see the guys through those two bookshelves?
The middle one collapsed. Okay. The other one, no. So this front one you cannot see.
Okay, what if I move to... Oops. It's not the move button.
Wow!
Are there too many Eliases now?
No, he was moving like 1,000 feet.
Okay. Can I see him from here?
Yes, but I'll say that they have a little bit of concealment, which is what, a +2 to their AC?
They have cover, which is poison.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Which is why I'm using Sacred Flame! The target gains no benefit from cover from the savings throw. So, I hold up my shield at a, like, straight to the side, and a, like, solar flare kind of arc shoots out.
Sounds like a Final Fantasy move.
Yeah. It's, yep, of bright light, flame.
Is it, like, actually making bright light? Do you see better for a brief period of time?
It says flame-like radiance.
Okay.
So...
Radiance means light, so...
Yeah, it does radiant damage as a thing, not fire damage.
Briefly, a nice fresco on the ceiling is illuminated.
And then it shoots over and hits that dude.
We all go, ooh.
Yeah, no, it doesn't... affect. I think it doesn't work as light. That's why I had to get the torch. So anyways, yep, and I hit the guy that's been taking damage, the lower guy.
Uh-huh.
This guy. And he has to make a saving throw, a... dexterity saving throw.
Of
13.
He succeeds.
He dodges it out of the way.
Just barely, actually, but he succeeded.
Flamies.
These guys are pretty dodgy.
Mm-hmm. And that is the end of my turn.
It doesn't, like, do damage on a miss or partial damage or anything?
Nope. It's
that
a cantrip.
Sucks.
Well, it's a cantrip.
Oh, it's a cantrip, okay.
He used up all his good spells.
Yeah.
Alright, Morthok, of whom we are all friends.
Oh, and it's verbal, so I shout, Sacred Flame!
I choose you.
Lightning Bolt. I run over next to the tiger and reach out and grasp the one that's closest to me. Is he wearing metal armor?
So when you think about him, do you touch him?
I do. Well, we'll see here in a second if I touch him or not.
Let me see what he's wearing.
Well, he is dodgy.
I'll say that he is wearing metal armor. It doesn't actually say, but...
Okay. Then I get advantage on this stuff.
Oh, wait, it does say, but I'm still going to make it with metal anyway. So go ahead.
All right.
Four
or nine. 13 versus
AC.
Yeah.
Given it's all against AC. Yeah. Yes, amazingly, he managed to hit.
Yeah, he did.
He takes 5 lightning damage and cannot and can do no reactions.
Okay.
Until the start of the next turn.
Okay, moving right along. Hillcade Hill.
I pull another arrow from my pack and loose it in the direction of the lower guy.
Okay.
Oh, come on. 10.
Nope, barely not.
Boing. You missed.
Twang. Fox into the ground behind him.
Narrowly missing the tiger.
How tall is the tiger?
So I'm shooting the same guy as before, so I've got my sneak going on again. I got a 22 to hit.
Yep.
And I'm hitting for 9.
Alright. Okay, their turn again. Upper one is going to attack Morthok.
No!
Let's see.
Wait. Can he not do it? Is he incapacitated?
He cannot react.
Oh, okay.
He can still act.
Okay, your AC is less than that, probably.
9.
Okay. And he does 11 slashing damage with his axe.
Oh!
The bottom one attacks the tiger. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's a miss. Your AC is higher than 10, right, Josiah?
Yeah, it's 14.
Okay. Yeah, these guys, just so you guys know, are both rated as a challenge 2. Since you're a party of 6, that means this is actually a slightly difficult fight for you. Mm. Because I'm tired of you guys pushing over every enemy like it's made of toilet paper. Tiger.
I will chop the one that is on the lower with a 23.
Yep. That'll do it.
That'll do 10 damage.
Okay, thank you for pre-rolling everything.
And DC 13 strength save or you're not prone.
He does not succeed.
Alright, then I am going to move on this side of them. Since I'm not moving out of threatened spaces and I can squeeze through the one that is prone.
Right. Mm.
And now I won't be hit by arrows anymore.
No, I wasn't hitting you by arrows anymore.
No, but they were coming too close for comfort.
Yeah. Honestly, arrows coming at you at all is too close for comfort. Okay. No. Dwarf. There's no way over here.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Turn around and jump over Tiger again. Wee!
Furious talking.
Yeah, you're furious talking. I just put teleport. It's awesome.
I like clarity cookies.
Can you attack from catty corner for a wall, or around a wall?
I believe that if it's... Well, okay, given the rules for tiles are optional, I'm going to run it like other editions were, which is as long as you can do edge-to-edge, one edge of your square to one edge of theirs, you know, it doesn't matter which edges you pick, as long as you can do a straight line, it means you have line of sight.
Based off of what I know, the information you've given us, would I assume that I can get to the guy?
I would imagine you'd be a little surprised that he's disappeared, but your thought would be, if he has somehow managed to already disappear, I probably can't get to him. Okay. I think that would probably be the way you'd take it.
And that's what I was thinking.
Like, you know, that way you, it still justifies why you jumped over here, because you weren't expecting something this quick, but apparently he has something, because he's not within visual range, and you would have expected he still would have been. Okay. It's only been like 8 seconds.
Oh, now there's a tiger in my way, I think.
Can you do that air kick jump again? You know.
Good. This is all the
place. Oh, you're... Your pee, your chi, your kai.
Alright, let's see here.
The omega points.
You got the D20.
No. No, I did not. Ah, my waist is buzzing.
Oh my.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Especially since I don't know who's buzzing it.
It's a bee.
Are you sure it's not a buzzard?
Ooh. Buzzards that actually buzz. I knew you were gonna say
that. That's why I said it.
Anyway.
Am I able to attack? It's all hand to hand for me. Because there's a tiger there. How would that do if I
move? If you move to the side of the tiger, you can attack.
You can move to right here. That's not tiger occupied.
Yep, I agree. Perfect. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna attack.
The bottom guy?
Yeah. I'm assuming I can't reach the top guy.
No. And the bottom guy does get a bonus to his defenses, I think. Is it a bonus?
No, against melee.
It's against range that he gets a bonus.
Against range.
Does he have a minus against melee?
You have advantage against him.
Advantage. Okay, so roll twice. Yep.
Six. And then I take my bonus action.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming I have to re-roll to hit that with that one.
I would assume.
It's a melee. So I hit with the sword and then I come around and I melee that person. person.
Yeah, I think you have to do another attack.
Okay.
You do a ninja dwarf chop.
That one probably does not hit. Oh, no, you're right.
Yep.
Still probably doesn't hit. 11.
Nope. Okay.
Advantage.
Elias?
Yay! I can still see him. This seems like a perfect place to keep shooting radiant light at him. Whee! So yeah, I see that missed, and so I adjust my aim slightly and try again.
We'll just see if you adjust it the wrong way.
Yeah, oops. I'm not very good. You know, it's shooting an arc at a crazy angle.
I want you to get a critical failure so that you hit the tiger.
Okay, well, that's not a high number. Oh wait, I don't roll! I keep forgetting. He's got a save against a 13.
Oh, right. 13 what?
13, dex.
Dex? He fails. Yay! Which one is this, the bottom one?
Yeah. Okay. He feels a burning of justice and fire.
And hemorrhoids?
1d8 radiant.
Oh, no, do you need it?
Could have.
I don't know. Yay, 8!
Okay!
So...
Have they all officially been struck now?
Oh!
What do you mean?
Well, there's 4 of them. Have we managed to hit all 4?
There's only 2.
Oh, got the one more.
No, there's only 2. The one that was prone, your bolt of holy fire hits him and he stops moving.
Okay. I'm in a little bit of shock. I'm like, oh my gosh, it worked. And oh my gosh, I killed the actual person. Instead of just a monster.
Yes. More thought.
Is there like a bloodied thing in this thing?
No, there is not.
Nope.
Okay.
Which is also why I don't tell you how they're looking.
Right. Alright, I'm going to move a pack of steps.
If we ask, can we tell you if they're looking bad?
I'll say if you make a check, a perception, you know, you can probably tell. Or an insight, depending on what they're doing. I would say it does, because you're having to pause to assess your enemy.
Then screw it. I'm going to use my social labor points to get a...
We'll just keep attacking until they don't
move. Yeah, to get a spell slot back. Get first spell slot, and then cast Thunder Wave.
Okay. Isn't that a Pikachu move?
Sorry, I don't care.
That's what we've been watching lately.
He needs to make a, con save? Yeah, a con save against 12.
He succeeds.
Alright, he still takes 3 damage.
Okay. He takes it like a man.
No wild magic that time. Sorry, guys.
Yay!
Sometimes it can be really helpful.
I've also read the table, and it could also be really bad.
Hillcade Hill.
Or it could be things like my beard turns into feathers.
That would be funny.
Hillcade Hill takes a...
Your guy has a beard?
Let's see here. 5 foot...
So it turning into feathers would be impressive.
Takes a 5 foot step. Is he under cover? No. Okay.
No.
Alright, I'm going to try and arrow him in the face again.
Might hit this time.
I'm working at, let's see here, 13?
13?
13 to AC.
Yes.
Okay. Is it sneak?
Is he got another?
I have to be adjacent to him, don't I?
No, somebody else has to be adjacent to him.
Oh. Card, how to sneak again?
You do an extra d6 with advantage.
Yeah, just roll a d6.
Wait, what do you mean do an extra d6 with advantage?
You roll it twice and take the higher number.
I thought only d20s had advantage or disadvantage.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what the book said.
Oh, let's double check that, because that seems really strange. How much do you do anyway?
12. 14, sorry.
Okay, noted. Wife?
On the... Oh, okay, you roll the extra d6 if you had rolled the attack roll with advantage.
Oh.
You don't need to have an attack. Don't need to have advantage on the attack roll if an enemy of the target is within 5 feet of each other,
yeah.
The enemy isn't incapacitated, and you don't have disadvantage.
What? It's complicated.
We don't have.
Basically, there are 2 reasons that you can do sneak attack. One is you are doing an attack with advantage, then you get it. The other reason is you must meet 3 criteria. The creature is not incapacitated, the enemy has an enemy next to him, and you aren't already rolling disadvantage with your attack.
Like, you mean the enemy has someone that's his enemy next to him, i.e. your ally?
Yes.
You have an ally next to him.
Okay, but that was phrased.
But there have been fights where you have, like, three different groups.
I know. I was just
that's why they phrased
making
it
sure out. I understood what was being said. What was the first point? That the target is not...
incapacitated.
Why would that make you so you can't do a sneak?
That's one of the three. The enemy isn't incapacitated.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep.
I may house rule that away, because that doesn't make any sense, but the rest of them do.
I think you already get advantage on something that's...
You get absurd advantages when something is... I think when it is incapacitated, you have advantage against them.
Yeah.
And so you don't need the second commission.
Right. They're just keeping it from stacking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions. But it doesn't say you have advantage over it.
Alright, well, either way, I rolled a 23 to hit.
Yep.
And I do 7 damage.
Okay. His turn. He is going to disengage. Move.
Where is he going to try to move to?
Here.
Well, he disappeared. Oh no.
I can't see.
He went past.
Hey, if he leaves my space, I can stab him with my dagger.
Even though he's disengaged. And then he is going to, while he's still moving here, he's going to attempt sort of an acrobatics thing here to get past that bookcase.
Yeah.
So let's see, is acrobatics still a skill? Yes, it is. And that's based off of...
Acrobatics is based off dex.
Dex, okay. What? Okay, that'll be high enough. So he'll technically be here right now.
I can't click on the
front of the eyes. So you guys see him kind of grimace, kind of swear under his breath, and then he books it towards the bookcase and is like managing, to squeeze his way through here or past. Like kind of between that pillow and the bookcase.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going to end this episode.
No, he's right on me.
That's not what I'm titling it.
Aww.
But, listeners, we will return here with part 3 of this. Actually, fairly entertaining combat, I suppose.
Wait,
good number of jokes.
I'll kill him for you.
Yay.
Alright. That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.